what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is, oh, well, you know, Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, I have a wedding.
Oh.
So I don't know if I've told you, but I have a wedding and we were going to have it, but then we weren't going to have it, and now we're going to have it, but then the venue canceled. So it's a lot. It's a lot that I'm going through.
We are talking Real Housewives of Miami today on Watch What Crappens. But before we dive into that, just a reminder that we have a whole bunch of new live shows coming up in the next month. We're going to be going all around the country to St. Paul, to Chicago, to Milwaukee, and Philadelphia, and D.C., and Pittsburgh, and Denver. If you're in one of those cities, if you're near one of those cities, we want to see you there, okay? Because we are having so much fun already on the road. We've just had amazing audiences, and we just want to keep the streak going. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get a ticket. Don't worry if you're worried about going solo. You know what I always say? You listen to the show solo, probably. So just come to the live show. It's like listening solo anyway. So watchwhatcrappens.com for that, and crappensmerch.com if you want to get some of our merch. We partnered with Pod Swag, and they are awesome. And the stuff that we are offering now with in terms of Crappens merch is so cool. And I'm not just saying that. It's like legitimately cool. I've got some tumblers here. There's some pins, leggings, all that great stuff. It's so good. So go to crappensmerch.com and check that out.
Do it, everybody. Do it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do it, everybody. Do it. Uh-huh, Honey's just won a cheerleading competition. So congrats to you, Cadence, you little winner.
Oh, okay, congrats,
so, Cadence. Yeah, so when she wins stuff, I try to cheer everything. Like, we're gonna eat. Now we're gonna. We're gonna. We're gonna eat. Now we're gonna. We're gonna.
I wish I had something to... I wish I had someone to cheer applaud, but I don't think I have anything at the moment, which is too bad.
Listen, just because I have something to cheer applaud doesn't mean you have to have something to cheer applaud. Okay?
I'm gonna cheer applaud my Instant Pot, which is currently making some apple butter for me. Way to go, Instant Pot. Way to go, Instant Pot.
No, it goes, way to go, Instant Pot. Way to go. Way to go, Instant Pot. Way to go.
Yeah, I realized my version didn't really sound so much like a cheer as it did Ramona Singer, like, giving a pep talk to her appliance. Whoa, Instant Pot. Okay, you're making apple butter? I don't understand it. Not butter.
Okay, so here we are with some Real Housewives of Miami. Oh, also, for those of you questioning our schedule, which probably no one has, this week we are going to do a Below Deck sailing recap. We're going to do it on the bonus, but we at least wanted to start with a full recap. So we're not committing, is what I'm saying. We're just dating right now, but yeah. Go check that out over on our bonus later in the week. And in the meantime, if you need a little talk about sailing, we did a really inaccurate prejudgment of everybody on the show.
That's true.
On our Patreon as well. It's a trailer breakdown. So go check out that on Patreon. And thanks to everybody who Patreons us.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. So this episode of Miami starts off with, it's Alexia. She's at the doctor with Frankie and Peter. And this, Alexia's in the doctor's office. She goes, oh, well, you know, look at all your accomplishments. I love seeing all your diplomas. I love that. It's like she's never been in a doctor's office yeah. before.
Oh, I love seeing a diploma. I'm going to buy Peter some for his walls. Where did you get these?
Where did you get these?
The doctor's like, well, I earned them. But anyway, that's amazing to see how the brain can heal. And then there's like a physical therapist guy who's kind of like a fake version of Todd. He's like, he looks almost like just Todd in Scrubs. And he's like, yeah, I've been so happy. I got to see Frankie through rehab. And look at him now playing basketball, even though I'm still better than you. Ha! I'm like, way to say that to the kid who suffered the brain injury. I'm still better than you at basketball.
Yeah, hopefully by the time we're done with treatment, your kid ain't going to suck so bad. Am I right, Frankie?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's amazing to see what you've done. And, you know, you've got, you know, you've really suffered that horrific, you know, horrific accident. And it's just great to see you speak. It's like, why are you talking to Peter? He's not the one. He's not the one. He just.
Peter is sitting there staring off into space like with that kind of like, you know, mad face. So then we go to Julia, who's FaceTiming with Adriana, and she's like, I am sitting with Doggy Potato, and I'm packing for my baby to leave. I need you here, Adriana. I leave you. I need you here.
Hold on 1 second. He just throws up in the corner. So then we go over to Gertie, and she's now calling Alexia, and she's like, all right, hello, this is Gertie. I mean, how was the walkthrough at the venue? Was it a winner? Did you like it a lot? How was it? Was it, were there tables? Were there chairs? Was there a floor? Was there a ceiling? Was there a view? Was there music? There's potential for music? Did you see any flies? Any mosquitoes? Tell me everything.
I like it. It was good. You know, it's not a venue that gay guys get blowjobs in the woods outside of, so that's a plus. Remember, she took her to that church, and Mary Soul's like, oh, yeah, right behind here, the woods where gay guys get their dick sucked. Hold on, I'm going to deep throat a lollipop while I say that line, because I'm an icon.
So then Alexia is saying how Todd didn't go to the venue, and Gertie's like, okay, let me see if I got this straight. You signed a contract, but Todd's never seen it, but he's going to go and he's going to approve it. Is that like what I'm hearing right now? Oh my goodness, you've totally Gertified this entire situation.
And she's laughing too hard. She's like, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, I like that, I like that, ha 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 ha, ha ha ha. Tell me the one about Todd again, going to the venue. So then we go to Mary Soul's tiny house. Ty Pennington is on top of it, like, welcome, we did this for families in need.
We're doing a new show called Taking a Monopoly House and Blowing It Up to Real Size.
Oh, so we hear and Mary Soul's like, oh, yeah, that sound. Oh, yeah. And we see that the sound is Steve shaking a martini and not them having sex, which is crazy because I would imagine that Mary Soul probably does sound like a boggle while she's having sex.
You know,
like a gift wrap, like a gift wrapping table at a Barnes & Noble at Christmas.
You know, Ronnie, the Real Housewives have been on the air for about 16 years now, and sooner or later we're gonna have one of those scenes that opens up at the exterior where you hear someone going, oh, 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 and maybe, just maybe, we'll just be witnessing sex, maybe. If we're lucky.
I don't know, I'm always shocked every time it's not sex. I'm like, wait a minute, I thought they were having sex.
I mean, they always try to fool the audience every time. Like, you know, you guys have been doing this gag for 16 years. Like, we know, we understand what the deal is.
Nope, works for me. So Mary Soul's like, oh, that sound is my favorite sound. It's my mating call. Do it again, Steve. Your mating call is like the sound that a tube TV made when everything went off the air for the night. That's your...
Wow, what a terrible TV. I think it needs... No. I feel like her mating call is like when the door opens for a gate at the airport prematurely. It's like... It's like, who opened the door to gate 849?
Oh, so Steve's like, so who's coming over tonight, honey? And she's like, I am. And he's like, who's coming tonight? And she's like, I am, if you keep shaking that martini like that. Oh, yeah, Steve, you make the best cock, Steve.
And then did you see that she goes, and you're so fun. I'm like, stop trying to convince us, Marisol. Stop trying to make Steve happen, Marisol.
We know Steve is like the pianist at your town's version of Marie's. What's that place from New York? The piano bar. Go ahead. You don't have to remember it.
Yes.
Everybody in the West Village is hitting their steering wheel right now. Marie's Crisis.
Oh, Marie's. Oh, yeah. I actually do know that. So so then Johnny shows up and he's like, I'm ready for cocktails and cock talk, and look at Steve, he's so fun. Thank you. Thank you for hitting that last beat there. That was important for us.
Oh, Johnny, really glad we have a new version of a hanger-on gay. We don't have enough of those on Bravo. He's there in a shirt that says, I see ghosts, exclamation point. I don't know what the shirt was, but.
Well, you know what I don't see? I don't see Hernando's muscle top lover. And Johnny, that was your job to convince him to come onto camera, okay? Because he walked up to you. You failed. You needed to bring that guy onto camera.
And Marisol's coasters look like little mirrors with Coke lines on them. That's what's printed on them. And they're like, oh, Marisol, you are something else.
She goes, I thought we could go over our lines, as she holds up like the three lines of Coke on her coaster.
And then Adriana comes in dressed like she's wearing a dress that Martina threw tennis balls at with paint on. I'm like, what is that? What is this dress? What did you do to Martina?
I know. Oh, poor Martina. So they are talking about what their bachelorette party is going to be like for Alexia. And there's going to be a dinner, a sleepover, and a breakfast. And just remember, all the fun parts of that were designed by Steve. He's so fun.
Guys, hold on. Kiki's going to enter. Kinky, do your entrance, please. She's like, hello. She comes dancing in every single time. I want her to do like different kinds of dance. Like this time she's doing the kind of like, look, I'm doing salsa right now. I want her to come in like with a flat ball change. Like I need Kiki to expand her dance entrances.
Yeah. I like that with Kiki. I feel like most of her entrances, she's doing the little shimmy that people do before they do the limbo. Right? Like, it's like, oh, I'm approaching the limbo. Better shimmy my shoulders, because everyone does that for some reason.
Yes. <So. laughs> Kind of leans back, but in a way that they know they're never going to get that low. So Marisol's
Can we also talk about that they're like all crammed into Marisol's beach house, which is like this white cinder block room with like some plants in it?
Yeah. Stuart Little definitely lives here somewhere. So Marisol's like, well, this party planning is something I relish, but I'm scared because I haven't worked in 6 years. But Tito's calms me. It's my mating call. Deep throating a lollipop.
So Adriana's talking about how the Versace mansion, which is where they're going to be. She's like, well, it's a classy place. Like, we are classy girls and we're also horny girls. So we have to be classy and horny. And so Marisol's like, well, I went to the venue and they don't even have Versace china. I have to bring my own Versace china, which is just my way of making a Versace china flex for you guys. Because I can tell you're thinking to yourself, why are we shooting a scene in a tiny cinder block room? I've got Versace china.
Where do you fit Versace china in that house? There's no way. She's full of shit. So she's like, all right, girls. I need some ideas for this party. Anybody have ideas? And they play the cricket sound. And she's like, guys, I'm trying to do a scene here. Some ideas. So Kiki's like, how about the penis pina colada? Like, what do you call those? And Johnny's like, a pingata.
Yeah, finally they realize she's trying to say pinata, not pina colada.
It's actually the grossest pina colada ever. Like, wow, a leaking penis. Here's to a long marriage.
And Johnny is like, how about we bring someone to teach everyone how to do blowjobs? And they're all so offended. They're like, excuse me, hello, this is Real Housewives of Miami. We know how to do this.
So Adriana's like, it's your last night as single woman. You might want to know you can still make a man hard. So we get a straight guy, and then we make him get hard while looking at her.
Such a, like, a specifically... Like a very, it's a very, that's like the exact situation where someone would not get hard. Okay, you stand there and then you look at Alexia, who's going to get married to another man, and we're going to watch you and see if you get hard.
I mean, that sounds like the worst date ever. Get hard. Get hard. Get hard. Get hard. Get hard.
Yeah, I don't think it really works that way. So they're all going to be staying over at the mansion except for Gertie and Nicole. And Adriana is like, oh, talking to Nicole, I saw her yesterday and she thought the whole thing at the Hamptons was premeditated and malicious. And that's like Nicole's new buzzword, malicious. Because then we get a flashback of Nicole being like, you know, I wish I could have had a successful conversation with Marisol. But like in my mind, what she did was very malicious and nasty. Let me emphasize that again. Malicious. If you take nothing from this, just remember, malicious.
And I'm going to keep her at arm's length. So Mary Soul's like, well, listen, we're sharing a house together. We're sharing meals together. And what set me off was that all of a sudden I see Lisa and Nicole attacking Alexia. And I said, no. I know everyone in this town and you said things.
Yeah. And Adriana's basically like, you guys just need to sit down and clear things up. And Marisol goes, Nicole needs to apologize to the girls. I'm not going to apologize to her for the things she said behind everyone's back. Why is that my problem? As a gay icon, I have straws to move up and down in my drink. Listen, icon.
And Johnny's like just bouncing up and down in his chair. It's like, oh my God, this is so good. Marisol is so mad right now. Oh my God.
And what about Steve?
So fun. Look at Steve.
Steve's still over there like. Steve, stop it. I'm about to vibrate the cushion right off of this chair.
So then we go to a Greek restaurant and Nicole is there and Lisa Hochstein shows up. And Lisa's, they're like, oh, she's like, oh my God, how was your trip? Because they were just in Europe. She's like, how's your trip? And Lisa goes, my trip was really fun. Did you see my Instagram? It was popping. It's just like a shot of like Lenny just sitting in a chair like.
But that's also such like a shallow ass person's answer. You know, how was your weekend? Didn't you see my Instagram? Like, no, I didn't. So Lisa's like,
my content got like 600 likes. So therefore it was fun.
Yeah, we slept so long, like we slept till noon. And Nicole's like, yeah, and you can't do that in Miami because you have kids. And Lisa just looks at her like, what? Who made that rule? When did that rule come into play?
And Nicole's like, well, you know, we've talked a lot about our family situation with our dads. And so I called my dad and was like, hey, do you want to get together for lunch? And my goal was that this would be like a starting point of a better relationship. And so he showed up, Lisa, he was wasted, Lisa. And then we get a flashback to her James Garner dad being like,
Lisa's just like, yeah, I didn't see that on Instagram, so I don't know what this bitch is talking about.
Yeah, it didn't look like it was no that fun. Idea. It didn't even make the gram.
Yeah, Nicole, I don't care about your dad. Okay, you have a shitty dad. Okay, you know you have a shitty dad, and you do not want to make up with your dad, so stop pretending you do and taking up time on my TV. Get rid of the loser. You're right in the first place. Cut the cord.
Ronnie, I love the stuff with the dad. Her dad was hilarious. Like, that is such a dysfunctional relationship. I just want to see more and more of him be like, honey, I got you a little elephant. Congrats on first grade. Dad, I am like literally 28 and I'm a doctor now. Don't blame me.
Well, I do. Dad, being a father is more than just money. He's like, really?
Also, did you notice Lisa's response? Because Nicole said, you know, it was really disappointing because he showed up and he was drunk. And Lisa goes, is he an alcoholic? Yeah. Yeah. Like, wait, she didn't even get a spot time to say if he's an alcoholic. You just basically said like, oh, your dad's an alcoholic. Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
And Nicole's out like, no, actually, he's not an alcoholic. He just likes to party. And Lisa's like, oh, yeah, like an alcoholic. I get it.
Does he go to alcoholic parties?
Oh, so then they move on to Marisol. And Lisa's like, well, you know that Marisol's going to be at that bachelorette party. And Nicole's like, I don't need to speak to her ever again because some of that malicious and nasty is dead to me arm's length. I saw her at Gertie's event and I said hi. And then in my mind, I pulled down a black veil and I said, dead. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. Bye.
I never knew someone who was dead could be so malicious. I don't know. She is like so malicious. Okay. I can't look past what she did because it was malicious.
And Lisa's like, but I adore Marisol for a lot of reasons. And also I adore you. I forgot why, but you know, your dad is an alcoholic. So I thought maybe if you and her could just have a conversation or something.
You know what? I took a photo with Marisol and it got about 1,400 likes. So therefore I adore her. And it hurts me so much that they can't like each other.
And Marisol has a lot of ghost accounts to call me a bitch if I go against her. So just make up, please.
So then
Alexia like, and Todd.
Yes, Alexia and Todd. They're at a boat called like the Seafair or something like that, which is the venue. And Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, he's never seen the boat before. And if you, like, don't mind, I'm going to take him right up to the fourth floor, you know? Because, like, you know, after all these issues and challenges that I've had, Gertie and I have, like, finally found a wedding venue, and it's actually a boat, and it's actually going to sink. Like literally, like, I'm so worried about, like, my biggest nightmare is, like, my wedding sinking. And, like, so therefore I'm going to have my wedding literally on something that can sink.
Hopefully Celine Dion can sing.
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know why I went on that
like
path.
Completely like, setting it up for disaster.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Oh, Alexia. So she's like, babe, look, we'll be at sea. And he's like, oh, so it still counts if we're at sea, right? What if we get back here and it don't count because you was on the water?
So then they...
And she goes, oh my God, you sound like the girl.
So then they go and they like sit down with Gertie and the or like the venue person who like you know the representative
Robin. I'm sorry, but don't you mean Robert Gilbert, head of hospitality for the Seafair? Hi, welcome to the Seafair with Robin Gilbert. I'm your host, Robin Gilbert. We'll just go to the fourth floor, please. She's like, excuse me, I don't think you heard me. Welcome to the Seafair. I'm your host, Robin Gilbert. What the hell, lady?
Robin Gilbert has important things for you to see before you get to the fourth floor, okay?
It's just Todd.
Todd, so, anyway, he's just playing all the secondary characters this episode.
Yeah, so they sit down to do a tasting, right? So the chef starts bringing out all these food. And Gertie's like, this is for you guys. You guys sit there because there's chairs there. I love chairs. Look at all the chairs here. I love these chairs. We're going to have these chairs.
Yeah. And Robin is like, okay, so we got a dim sum station, a pasta station, a seafood station, a cracker station, a Build-A-Bear station. You don't really eat that. Pho, sushi.
Russian. Everything remembered.
Madagascan. Okay. Sri Lankan. You like Sri Lankan food? We got that.
We've got a plate of just fingernails for your friends who really don't like to take in actual calories.
All right. Danish food, you like apple skivers? We got that over there.
And I like that they asked for international, so Robin literally got every nation.
it's like literally every single type. And so then they start this tasting, and they serve a ceviche, and Alexa's like, no, I just think this is too difficult to eat. Like, it's not a... It's on a, like a little chip. It's like the easiest thing to eat.
I know, but she's like that with everything they bring out. She's like, no. They're like, cracker on a cheese. She's like, that's not nice to the cracker. I don't like that. You know, crackers need to live. Like, I don't like the cheese attacking the cracker like that. They're like, okay. How about a shrimp cocktail? You know what? That's a lot of shrimp having cocktail with one sauce. You know, I feel like the shrimp should have its own moment.
What about beef Wellington? No, well, I like medium rare. Could we get a beef medium Rarington?
Well, you know, Peter's not doing so Wellington, so I don't know about that one.
You know what? We are doing this 100%. Okay, everything is over the top. Well, you know, like, I've done this like 3 times, and Todd, this will be a second, so I want everything to be perfect. So, you know, Alexia's the one where you're like, I've got to get another wedding gift for this lady, because it's always going to be a fancy wedding.
Yep, but at least she's going to feed you, right? And, of course, the only thing she likes is the Cuban sandwich, yeah. Which was so her. You know, she's like, well, the Cuban sandwich is good. It's like, okay, so you're talking about spending $9 million and the only thing you're going to serve is Cuban sandwiches.
Little sandwich bites. Gertie's basically like, so what do you want to tell me? We should do, let's pass the late night bites. Let's pass it. Okay, by the way, we also have a candy station, a coffee station, candy that's in coffee station, tea station, candy that's in coffee and tea. Okay, what else do we have here?
So she's happy. So then we go to Julia's house. Or no, Julia is coming to Adriana's house.
And Adriana's dressed like Axl Rose for some reason. She's got like the headscarf on her head, you know. And she set up a little table in the backyard. And she's like, oh, well, we're both wearing white. And Julia is in emotional distress because her daughter is going to Germany.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm going to be crying. And then she's like, I just hope they come back because they have a home. And Alex, you know what it's like, because Alex left you empty nester, but you knew when he was certain age he would go. But I've been ripped off for 2 years with her dad. It's good for her. I know, but I can't.
Yeah, and she's... like, she's just talking about her kids and their dads and everything. And we see a flashback of her talking to her daughter, Victoria. She's like, I have seen you for every single day for 15 years, and now you leave. She's like, yes, I know, Mom. I know. Yeah, Mom, I'm going to go. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. So then Adriana's saying, men come and go. They dump us for a newer, younger model, but what you rely on is friends.
Oh, you're always putting a smile on. I know you feel lonely sometimes, Adriana.
And Adriana's like, oh, I get to be a victim now? Oh, okay. So that was not her voice at all, by the way. It was a terrible impersonation. So Adriana's like, she's talking about how, you know, she is alone and, you know, she walks through the house at night and it feels so empty. And thank God she has Julia as a friend. And then it starts to rain and Julia's like,
oh, it's so romantic. I don't want to go inside. Am I crazy that we stay outside here?
And you just know the cameramen are like, fuck this woman.
It feels like we're in The Notebook. It's like, ah, oh, we will not go inside. It's crazy. They say love has no gender. Just like potato. I love you.
Because you know what? Love has no...
Adriana's like, even though we do love each other as friends, like, you've taught me just by watching, like, you just like what love is. And, like, you taught me that love has no gender, has no face, has no color. You taught me pure love, baby. You taught me pure love.
Love has no gender. Love has no face. Love has no money. Okay, that is going a bit far. You're right. Poor love is stupid. But I'm so grateful. You made me such a better person. I was like, we have not seen proof of that.
Yeah.
By the way, but you know, you two kids have fun with whatever this is.
Getting an pneumonia outside. So then we go to Larsa, who is with Sean, the realtor who talks like Seth from Salt Lake City, mixed a little bit with some Alan Alda too. And Sean is showing Larsa another house.
Yes, and it's huge. It's this big $8 million home right on the water. I mean, yeah. It's amazing. So, of course, it's basically for... it's a scene for Larsa to be like, this isn't good enough for me. Yeah. So, one of her kids goes out and he's like, I'm used to a bigger backyard. You're on the ocean, sir. Okay?
No.
Like, you can't complain about the backyard when it's the ocean.
And then this woman, Melissa, who's also real estate, goes, by the way, you can drive your Ferrari into the house, like right into the living room if you want a house tour. Who wants to drive the Ferrari into their house aside from David from Real Housewives of New Jersey?
So they're talking about all the jet skis that they could have. And she's like, yeah, well, I need a something big enough for like a 9,000-foot boat. And, you know, guys... it's just me, Larsa, here. I'm just a girl who's trying to be strong for my kids. Lady, you admitted last week to cheating on your husband, and now you're walking through an $8 million home on the water. Fuck off.
I know. And so they're just like walking around. There's more of this, like, it's very Selling Sunset here. Lots of just like real estate porn, you know. And Larsa's saying, like, this is my time to turn up, to enjoy my life. I want to be in it. I want to enjoy the action. I don't want to be further out from the action. Larsa, you were not in any action. I'm sorry. Stop trying to convince us that you were otherwise in it.
I think she is. I think she's still out every night and like at all the popular clubs and stuff waiting for somebody to be like, oh my God, are you Larsa?
Oh my God, that's so kind of you. No autographs, please.
Yeah, I think she's like that. So Sean's like, you can be in the action. You can bring the action here. What's going on with our house? Come on. Oh, no, she asked that. And he's like, well, the good news is you're under contract, but the bad news is you have to be out in 40 days. And she's like, oh, my God, I've been in a state of limbo for 3 years, and now we have to, like, leave? That's, like, fucked up.
Like...
You sold your house.
You sold your house. It's called storage.
What did you think was going to happen?
It's called get a room at Embassy Suites, okay? And move on. Okay.
Oh, good.
So, of course, yeah, they look at this house and she, of course, is like, well, when she says she wants something close to the action, it means that this is too expensive. Get me something that's like $1 million. But I like to look at these houses on TV to make it look like I'm way wealthier than I am.
She's just so fucking thirsty. She was on Million Dollar Listing LA too. Like, I need to look at houses. Like, she just wants to be on any show that she can go look at a house on TV.
She's gonna wind up on that stupid show on HGTV with what's his name? Where it's like Lottery Dream Home or something. Where that what's that guy's name? Where,
oh my god, you won the lottery. I am like so psyched for you. Your life is changing. How does it feel?
That guy is so craven because all these people who just won like $1 million, and he's like, are you ready to spend some money? Like, when you hear stories of like, I won $1 million and I lost it all, you just look at this guy's face because he's like, wow, well, here's a perfectly lovely home, but we could put an elevator in it and you can afford it. Spend that money.
Yeah, he really is. Because the homes, like the lottery winners, they're not $500 million winners, you know? They're like, we won $30 from the California lottery. And he's like, girl, this has changed your life. I'm getting you a $9 million home and that's it. We're going to figure this out.
His name is David Bromstad. He's like, girl, you just won $45, but guess what? Spend $10 million of it, and we'll have a home you'll always be able to live in.
And his thing was winning Design Star. Like, that's how we would know who he is. And his whole thing on that was, I paint things.
Yeah,
like he puts colors. He puts colors in room. His show was Color Splash, and I just saw him do that on the block. The thing where the designers go head to head in like a suburb or like a cul-de-sac, and they all get judged on the rooms every week. And every room he's like, you know what this needs? Pink wallpaper that has color in it. That's my thing. It's gonna change lives.
Are you ready to spend that money? It's like, no, I'm just the editor of the show. Yeah, spend that money. It's like, okay. I'm in debt.
So next up is an Alexia and her kid scene. They're playing basketball. And then she talks about, you know, oh, my family. Oh, you know, my family. And then she sits down with Peter and she's like, you need therapy. Todd told me if your ass doesn't go to therapy, we're not going to get married. Please go see a therapist.
And she, you know, there's something about talking with Peter where she really does like up her, you know, because she goes, well, I'm so happy that we had, you know, that conversation, you know, the family with, you know, with Todd. And like, you know, you and me, you just like, we put that behind us, you know?
Yeah, she does. And she's like, that conversation was literally like the worst 5 years of my life, literally. And
I thought she said the worst 5 minutes of my life.
Like, oh, the first 5 minutes. She probably did.
Like, literally the worst 5 minutes. And like, thank God it was only 5 minutes long because then it was actually a great time. You know?
It was 5 years. This season's just been really dragging. So Peter's like, yeah, it was like a therapy session. She's like, yes, well, you know, therapy's fun. I'm going to therapy myself, you know, because we have to forget about the past, you know, and you and I bring up the past a lot. So maybe you could go to therapy.
Like, what I'm saying is, let's repress the past and then just be happy. That works, right? You know?
Yeah. And he's like, no, thanks. I already spoke to Nancy, to Grandma Abuela Nancy. And we see like years ago when the show was on that he sat down with her and she's like, but you're such a good boy. It's like, okay, great. I'm glad your abuela is a therapist and a good one. You need to go to somebody who's not going to tell you, wow, but you're such a good boy. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, you need someone who's impartial because he's like, I don't want to speak to a random person. Like, Nancy gave me all the advice I need to hear. Like, I'm basically curious. It's like, you need a random person, sir. Okay, you don't need grandma as your therapist, okay? Even though she may be very accomplished and very educated and very good at her job, she's your grandma. You need, like, go to Joanne. Go anywhere. Go to the Hertz store. I don't care. Do anything. Not your grandma.
Joanne from Joanne Fabrics would be a better therapist than your own grandmother. Okay? Literally. I can guarantee you. So then we go to Versace's house. And I know that Versace is like rolling in his grave knowing that they have put an exit sign in his home.
Yeah. And an otherwise understated and very, you know, tactful space.
So basically everybody is party time. So everybody is arriving and there's waiters for drinks with them. And Marisol, of course, is like, vodka, yummy. It's my mating call.
I went to many parties at the Versace mansion that were like over the top in the 90s. It was like Madonna was there, my mom, my dad. That's an interesting like name dropping cliff that you go from Madonna to your mom. Like, yeah, it was like a who's who. Madonna, mom.
I've been to Disneyland. You know, Madonna's been there. My mom, my dad. I mean, nobody can throw a party like Donatella. I learned how to throw parties by observing Donatella. That sent me on my career. Don't make it sound like you were best friends with Donatella Versace, ma'am. Okay?
And don't make it sound like you are some sort of like, you know, like next level party planner thrower or whatever. Like, we haven't seen her like throw any good events ever, right?
Yeah, you know Grubman. All right, ma'am. Yeah, all right, lady who stops at crosswalks for pedestrians.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lisa comes and she's like, this is so amazing. And then she jumps, well, because Johnny comes first. He's like, who ordered cock? And he's got the big penis pinata, which, by the way, is already broken. Johnny's not a very reliable guy. There, I said it.
I think that's fair. And then Lisa sees it and like just jumps on it. And then they're like, oh, my God, you broke the pinata. I call Lisa my little monkey. You can't get her to focus. She shouldn't be in charge of anything. Nothing. Thank God she has a big staff at our house. Oh, my God, staff. That's almost a pun. Gay icon.
I love a stiff staff. Icon. So the girls arrive. Other girls, Kiki, Gertie, Adriana, and... Gertie arrives just like you'd think. Oh my God, look at this. Amazing, beautiful. What are those drinks? Come to mama, baby. Come to mama, baby. What is this? A gift? Is this a gift on the bed? It's a gift on the bed. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm not going to open it. Are you going to open it? Do you have a phone? Do you have a phone? Who has a phone? I need somebody to have a phone because there's a gift on my bed. I'm going to open it, but only if somebody has a phone.
Yeah, and she's going to film Kiki opening up this gift on the bed. And so she's like, okay, ready? Go, 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 go. And Kiki opens up this. It was like a speed trial. I've never seen someone tear into a gift so quickly. She was like, I was like, my only thing I can imagine is that they were trying to do a very intense boomerang. Because Kiki's hands went so quickly, I went back to see if they sped up the footage.
Maybe Gertie was like, I'm going to do it in slow-mo, so go fast. Gertie is so that person on the phone, just bossing you around.
Yeah. So then Nicole arrives and she's like, you know, the Versace mansion is a really interesting place. Like the architecture, the paintings on the wall, like it's so lavish and not malicious and extravagant in a Versace sort of way. Like, yeah, I'm a foodie, but I'm also an architecture-y too. So
so Julia and Adriana go to their room because they're, of course, sharing a room. And they're like, but where are you sleeping, Nicole? And she's like, I'm not sleeping over. I have to work, okay? And Adriana's like, oh, my God, did we break the champagne yet? And so they drink it. And I don't know, it's just like fun girl times, guys. And if I could say one thing about the next 10 minutes of this show, it's just girls having fun. Thank you for listening.
It was like a lot of it was a lot of just footage of like fabrics and whatever you call those things that you paint on like plaster freezes. So then Alexia shows up and she's like, oh, well, you know, I'm obsessed with Versace. Like, I remember attending, oh, well, you know, a fundraiser for, like, oh, well, you know, Obama. And I was like in a red Versace dress. And of course, like, I caught his attention. And he said, like, you know, just because you, like, you look so good, like, you should go in the middle. And like, usually present goes in the middle, but like, that's protocol, Peter, you know? And so, like, I'm like, well, I'm in the middle between Obama and Herman, and also Peter. Peter was there too, you know? Like, oh, well, you know, Obama.
Obama just didn't want Herman hugging on him. He's like, oh God, here comes Herman again. All right, but please let the lady be in the middle this time.
Do you know she goes into that story every time someone says, thanks, Obama? When people are like, thanks, Obama. I know, like, really? Because he let me go in the middle. So, like, thank you, Obama.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Alexia jumps on the penis too, but it's her big penis, so she's allowed to.
Yeah.
Now, Larsa comes in wearing something. I mean, it doesn't. If you're going to get butt implants, you need to make sure that you have clothes that can get around your butt. Because this thing looks like me trying to wear, like, a regular large shirt. Mm. It's, like, all the way riding up on the middle of her back. I was like, girl.
So, yeah. So, she's it. They're, like, all four of them are sort of in like, one suite. And Larsa is predicting that Adriana is going to get mad that because Larsa and Alexia and Lisa and Marisol are all in one big suite. And Larsa is like, I have to be on guard with Adriana. She's unpredictable and moody. She's the type of person that's not stable, who might say something very rude about Kanye West's penis. It's just not something. You got to be careful.
She's like, guys, what are we going to do? And so back to Adriana. She's like, where's Alexia? Is she going to be in this apartment? And they're like, no, proving basically that, of course, Adriana will have a problem with this later, right?
Yeah.
And so Kiki, they're like, there must be somewhere else with Johnny and Marisol and somewhere. And they're like, Nicole, what about you and Marisol? And she goes, I haven't seen Marisol, nor do I want to. I mean, cattiness, revenge, pettiness, those malice are not the qualities I want in a friend. Dead to me malicious.
She's malicious, okay? I'm not going to extend an olive branch to someone who did that to me, hashtag malicious, okay? I already tried once, hashtag malicious.
Yeah, so let's see, dinner and then, time. And
then, I'm sorry, then, Ronnie, we forgot. Then she says this. What she did was malicious, and I'm not moving past that.
So then we go to dinner. Now they're having dinner in this big, like, tiled room. It reminded me kind of Martin's house where they went years ago. Yes,
I was thinking the same thing, actually. I was like, I wonder if they will have a Thomas Kramer cameo.
Sit down, shut up, I need your food.
Whatever he said.
He said, sit down, shut up, or get out.
Yes.
So, but I like that it's tiled like a pool room. It's like the perfect place to have all housewives fights. Like, they need this on Jersey, just with shit flying against the wall. You can just come in here and hose this shit down later.
And I like Alexia's response. She goes, I have goosebumps. Honestly? That's just where it ends. it's like a silent question. Like, honestly, do you have goosebumps also? But she just goes, honestly?
So let's see.
Loretta enters.
Alexia's friend of Loretta, yes.
Yeah, Loretta enters, and we just see her entering through these doors, and the thing on the bottom says, like, Loretta. And that's it. I don't know. And they're like, Alexia's friend. I don't know why they highlighted Loretta. Maybe Loretta's famous in certain communities. But because there were other people there actually at that dinner we had never met before. But Loretta's the one. They're like, okay, you won the Chiron lottery. You get the highlight.
Loretta's the big winner of this episode. So Lisa's like, I know what I want to talk about, everybody. Alexia, how many times a week do you guys have sex? And she's like, minimum 3 to 4. Oh my God, I'm so horny. Did I tell you the Obama story?
My sex life is not that good. As you can tell, I only post one photo on Instagram of us having sex per week.
Yeah. She's like, I mean, look, past a certain age, some men, I mean, and it's totally normal, okay? Their testosterone goes down. So that's basically, Lenny can't get it up, everybody. There you go.
That's why she
I'm sure I'm not starting another fight right now. Sure, every man loves that. Loves that being announced on television. So see how that works out on my Instagram.
So then we find out that Alexia's mom has been hospitalized with COVID, which has me... I'm not feeling great about this for her. And the wedding is a week away, and Alexia is stressed because on top of everything else, you know, she's trying to put this wedding together and she's trying to be positive. But her mom, who's already in kind of bad condition, now has COVID. So I was like,
it's scary. No.
It's scary. Like I remember the trailer for this season, and I remember there was a funeral. And so I'm like, oh God, no, not Nancy. Yeah.
So Lisa gives a big speech about how inspiring Alexia is, and they just wish they could all be like her. And so Alexia's like, cheers to all of you for being here in my life. And Gertie's like, well, I'm not single, but I'm here. Look at me. I'm here right now in this chair, which I love, but we're not getting this chair for another wedding because we have other chairs for that wedding, which is going to be amazing. Ride or die.
Gertified. I just gertified your speech. There you go. And so Lisa goes, I'm really happy that all of us are here, and I really hope that this is a new beginning for everyone. That's like what I say to my face every day I wake up and decide to get more plastic surgery. Let's have a new beginning for this face. And I don't want there to be issues with anyone. I want us to love each other and forgive each other for what's happened in the past. And if there are any issues on the table, I want to put it to bed and move on because we are better than that. Did everyone get that on my gram? That was for the gram. It was 60 seconds or less.
All right, enough. All right. Fine. I'd like to fix some issues. Nicole, you've been doing this, and I'm making chat hands right now. Blah, blah, blah hands for anybody who can't see me. All right? Blah, blah, blah hands. So a lot of the girls' blah, blah, blah hands have come to me and said that you're blah, 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 complaining and that you're upset. Blah, blah, blah hands. And I just thought, like, we spoke about this in the Hamptons.
Yeah, and you walked away. She goes, well, you know, it was a hamster wheel. All the same things over and over. Yeah, well, you know what? I was attempting, that was my offer of an olive branch. You know, olive branch, number two favorite saying next to malicious, okay? And I offered you a non-malicious olive branch.
Yeah, but you told everybody that we never spoke. Just, no, I told them that we didn't speak after you walked away.
And so I was like, well, I don't care. I'm indifferent like any gay icon would be. And you're the one who wants to make it right and fix it. She goes, no, I don't care either. I don't care. Like, I feel nothing. Like, she annoys me, so, like, I don't want to deal with her. Like, that's it.
Yeah, but you do want to fix it because everyone keeps coming to me telling me you're talking about it. She goes, no, because they asked me about it and she asked me about it and she asked me about it. She's like, well, look, I feel like I want to buy you a fucking megaphone because you're talking to so many people about it. You can scream it out to the universe and then you can tell more people about it.
Lisa's like, should I get a megaphone? Is that a wider reach than Instagram? So then Nicole's like, Marisol, you're delusional if you think I care, darling. You're delusional. I'm not putting in any more effort. I have better things to do with my time than discuss this nonsense, malicious.
Yeah, but I don't care. No, I don't care. No, but I just don't care. No, I don't care. But I don't care. I don't care either. I'm like, wow, this is the biggest I don't care fight I think we've seen in a long time.
I was saying the same thing. I was like, it's an I don't care off. And so Nicole's like, you know what, Marisol, if people ask me how things are doing with Marisol, I'd say I tried to speak with her and she walked away. I'm not going to be friends with you. And Marisol goes, well, every time you talk about me, I'm not there. It's because someone else asked you a question. Is that what you want me to believe? You want me to believe that all these women talk about each other? You want me to believe that? That's crazy.
She's like, 1,000%, because Marisol, I don't care. Oh, great, good, because guess who else doesn't care? Blah, 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 hands. Me. I don't care. Okay. So she's like, if I wanted to reach out to you, I would have reached out to you. She goes, well, you should have. She goes, but I did try to reach out in the Hamptons. And if you want to reach out, then I'll talk to you. But I don't care.
Malicious. I don't care. Malicious.
I mean, the worst fight. It was so funny to watch. I know. So then Marisol's like, well, this is just a mess. We both don't care. So this is just mass confusion here.
Yeah.
I would like to say something now, since we are getting things off of our chests, including paint from tennis ball. Coming from a good heart, Lisa said, let's tonight clear whatever we have in our stomach, which I actually did quite a bit of in the Hamptons. But there is one person who I feel, no matter what, I do not kind of connect with her.
And Kiki goes, who is this person?
Because she just stands there, like, smiling with her crazy smile, looking at everyone, waiting for someone to guess. And they're like, who? Just spit it out already. And then she bangs the table and she goes, Larsa! It is Larsa!
It rubbed me the wrong way. What you said to Nicole.
Malicious.
About wedlock.
And then we see the clip of Larsa being like, well, sorry, but I would not feel good about myself if I had a kid and I wasn't married. Just me, not judging. And so it cuts back to Julia and she's like, I feel like maybe because I'm farmer and you're a beautiful girl, that's my feeling. Prove me wrong. Go. Game started.
I love Julia, like, pushing the farmer narrative. You're a beauty queen. You like your beauty pageants. And you're like Met Martina in Paris. And you're so jet setters.
I'm just humble farmer.
So, oh, no, you're a farmer because your wife is rich enough to actually buy wine.
You're not like you're not like harvesting beets in Siberia. You are rich lady farming, which means that you've got a little chicken coop in the backyard of your estate.
Yeah.
So Larsa's like, so now she's coming for me. I feel like Julia's a follower and saying whatever Adriana's put her up to. I couldn't have been nicer to her, especially when I shamed her for having kids out of wedlock. I did that in such a nice way.
Yeah. So Larsa's like, I mean, you were sick last time we really hung out. And like, other than that, like, when have we not had vibes? And she's like, maybe we haven't had enough time. I feel like you are pulling back with me. I thought I was trying and felt maybe a little bit, sometimes like a little bit you were condescending. No. She said some bullshit about wedlock. Keep it there. Like, yeah. What do you now? It's maybe half your fault.
Yeah, yeah. And then Gertie starts saying, take it, 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 take it. Goodify your response. So then.
And she tells us, but not them. You know, she tells us that she was bothered because she has three kids born out of wedlock. Plus, she didn't get no effort to know me. And I didn't know if she was like condescending attitude because she has judgmental issues towards me. And Larsa defends herself the way that she does. She starts like pulling at her own hair. She's like, yeah, I'm pulling my left side. Now I'm going to pull the right side of my hair.
Yeah.
And Larsa, I have hair.
And Larsa goes, you were sick dying when you were in the Hamptons, right? And I was there crying for you. I was the one there rubbing your back. And she's like, I was the one. She goes, no, you were trying to give her Xanax. Then Gertie goes from like, take it to stop, 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 stop,
stop, stop, stop, stop, stop, stop. No, 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 no. Stop, 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 stop.
Larsa,
she's like, that's the problem.
By the way, Larsa saying she was the one crying for Julia. No, Larsa was going around being like, Aunt, today of all the days when I have influencers coming to the rooftop, really, at my party. That was not you crying for Julia.
So funny. So Larsa's like, oh no, sorry. Adriana's like, that's the problem with Larsa. Every time she hears something she doesn't want to hear, she hits below the belt. She didn't say anything below the belt. Right now. And you totally put Julia up to this, by the way.
You know what else is below the belt? Kanye's penis. Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
I've seen it.
So Adriana's like, that is evil. That is evil. That is evil.
No, because she says, this is not about you, Adriana. And she goes, the first words out of your mouth are you tried to give her Xanax? That's evil.
Yeah.
That is evil right there.
And then Alexia, of course, has the most bravo response. Well, you know, this is supposed to be my bachelorette dinner, and these girls are going at it again. Like, I was ready for the conversation to be about me, because, like, all season long, we have not talked about me at all. Not once. Not one single time.
So Adriana says, we have known each other for 10 years, okay? And even back then, you had this attitude, like you were better than everybody. Remember when you said your husband was famous? Oh, what are you trying to make me look stupid?
You know, you were here for a minute, and then you went to L.A., became Kim Kardashian's minion, and now all that rubbed on you, and you came back on your high horse.
And she's like, that's in your mind. That's in your mind.
To be continued.
Yeah.
It's sort of an odd to be continued. I think they're just like, this'll work.
Oh, the silly show.
It is a real, real silly show. And so I love it. It just like it's so fun for me just because it's so silly. It's so silly. It's so brightly colored. So many large breasts. So much silliness. It's really in my sweet spot.
And that's the end of Miami for today.
yeah, be sure to get tickets to our shows, watcherkrappens.com, and our merch at krappensmerch.com. And by the way, if you did get some of that merch, why don't you be like Lisa Hochstein and tag us on Instagram and we'll regram it, because we want everyone to see how cool that merch looks. So go do that.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love...